You're listening to Comedy Central.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Nadia Murad, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's my honor to be with you and join you today. Before we start, I just want to remind your viewers that today is the World Day Against the Human Trafficking. And it is our collective responsibility to end the human trafficking. And I hope everyone can help to raise awareness about these topics.
You have spoken about this, and I think that's why your story is so powerful, because many people thought of ISIS, and you know, there was a point where it was all that was in the news. And once the larger caliphate was defeated, people thought the story was finished. But you've been an advocate speaking out, saying there are so many women who are still the victims of sex trafficking and sexual violence at the hands of ISIS, at the hands of this Islamic State, that's trying to create terror through the abuse of women's bodies. What are some of the things that you think the international community could be doing to help?
You know, I wish that our pain and what is happening to us right now after 6 years of what ISIS did to us, I wish it was gone with when they killed Baghdadi or other ISIS, but this is not the reality. The reality is that we have, until today, we have 2,000 Yazidi women and children still in captivity, including my sister-in-law, my niece, my nephew. We have more than 85 mass graves in Sinjar right now. We have more than 60% of the Yazidi community is displaced. Our homeland is destroyed. And what ISIS can, not just for 1 or 2 days, ISIS left behind them a community that will not recover without the support of international community.
A year ago, you met with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and in the Oval Office. And I actually want to show a little clip of that meeting.
I hope you can call or anything to Iraqi and Kurdistan government to...
But ISIS is gone.
But if I, if
but
I can...
But now it's Kurdish and who?
Iraqi government. If I cannot go to my home and live in a safe place and get my dignity back. We cannot find a safe place to live. All this happened to me. They killed my mom, my 6 brothers. They left behind them.
Where are they now?
They killed them. They are in the mass graves in Sinjar. And I'm still fighting just to live in safe. Please do something.
You had to explain to him the situation on the ground. Since then, have you heard back, or has anything changed, or has anything been done to try and remedy what is happening to the Yazidis and especially the women?
With the U.S. government, we have been doing a lot of work. Vice President Mike Pence, he, from the beginning, he's a big support to our case to Yazidi to go back. I think one of the most difficult challenges I have faced since the beginning, that my community was not well known to other people. even presidents around the world. And it was difficult for me to go and explain to them who we are, what happened to us. I think 20 days later, I had met them again in France, in the G7 in the France, and mm-hmm. I think they got the message. And this was my work, advocating for my community and many other communities around the world, that to make sure that people will know what happened to us, so they will try to do something, like Yazidi or others will not go through that things again.
When we see images of people who are fleeing countries as refugees, oftentimes we are told the story, especially in Western media, that these people want to look for a better life in another country. But you talk about how much pride people have for their homeland, how much people want to go home. Do you think that if the Iraqi government and the international community could come together to fix these regions and rehabilitate what has happened, do you think people will come back?
You know, I don't think those people that have already made it to Europe or Canada or other places will go back soon, because they are seeing the other peoples in Iraq still displaced. But why I started to focus on my homeland as someone who was kidnapped, as someone who lived as a refugee, displaced, is because I knew that no one is ready to take more refugees. And they can help us and other small communities and other countries, for people can go back, but without support and safety, we cannot go back. I can tell you that I'm not happy to be a refugee after spending my entire life with my family. You always wanted to stay in your home, and it's not something that I wish to be a refugee. No, it's not. It's not that easy.
Right. The fact that you faced so many atrocities at the hands of ISIS, you've been through things that no human being could ever imagine going through, and yet you've used it to become an advocate for the change you want to see, and you're trying to move the world into a more positive place. Where did you find the strength, or what keeps you going in a fight that seems so unwinnable sometimes?
You know, since the first day it started, it's not something easy. I came from a small community, a family that we were 11 siblings. My mother raised us by her, like on her own. She was a single mother. It was not easy for her. They came to me, my family, my community. They raped us. They killed my mother. They killed six of my brothers who left behind them, six widows with 21 minor children, like so many other people, many other Yazidi families who are still waiting to one day to see our family members, bury them in our homeland. I don't think it's something that I want to do it. I'm not happy with all these things because I was part of what happened, but I have no other choice.
And I guess that's the painful truth. You don't have a choice. And I feel like if everyone in the world felt like they didn't have a choice, then hopefully governments would step up and do something about it. And especially on a day like today, hopefully we can stand together and have the right people hear the message that we have to try and fight against sex trafficking and the trafficking of women around the world, no matter where or how it's happening.
Thank you so much for having me, and forgive me if my English was not good. I'm trying to study hard because I was not able to finish high school. Stay safe, and please wear your mask for your safety and the safety of everyone else.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.